What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of the Kingdom Building Conversations. And I'm bringing a brother to the platform that you've known for a while, but you haven't seen for a while. But guess what? He is back with a new release, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how long he's been away, why he's been away, but what is God gracing him to come back with. And he's also coming back during a very precious time in the history of the label. So welcome God Chase's own C Straight to the virtual stage. C Straight, how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Trig?
Good. Third time will be the charm.
Yes, sir.
All right, good to see you, man. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about your new release, talk about what you've been doing while you're away. But before that, I like to do something we call the lightning round, bro. So there are no wrong answers. Quick questions, about 20 questions in 3 minutes. And ready to rock and roll?
Let's do it.
All right, cool. Let's start with a couple easy ones. Cakes or pies?
Pies.
Chocolate or caramel?
Chocolate.
What's the top three songs on your playlist?
Top three songs. It's going to be No Permission by myself, Crazy, my new single by myself, and Keep Me First by Brinson.
Cool. Now, if you won $1 million, you know, most people, when they win money, first of all, know your taxes got to come out. It's a shame.
Right.
But, you know, most people going to get their parents a crib, take care of their own crib, do a nice vacation. After you do those things, the prerequisites, if you will, what are you going to do with your money?
I'm going to buy me a Jeep, man. I'm a Jeep guy. So maybe the Jeep pickup.
Okay.
I really like that one. So, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Nice commercial for Jeep. All right.
Yes, sir.
The playoffs are in effect. Are you an East guy or a West guy?
I'm a West guy this season, the last couple seasons, because I'm a LeBron head. So wherever he goes, you know, I tend to follow. So, yeah, I'm a West guy right now.
So I got to ask the GOAT question, Jordan or LeBron?
Mm-hmm. LeBron.
Just straight up. No hesitation. Nah. LeBron.
No hesitation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's your favorite social media platform?
Instagram.
Okay. What's the one your least favorite?
TikTok. No dancing for me.
Okay,
yeah, man.
Got it.
I'm not
it's one of the most viral too, right? I mean, it's so
it is. I like to get a song on there. Somebody can dance to one of my songs.
Right.
But you won't see me on it.
Won't see you on there. Yeah. Gotcha.
Not too much. I'm a try, but that's my least favorite.
I've tried and it's been awful. I've tried that and what's the other one with the ghost image on the joint?
Oh, Snapchat.
See? That's awful.
Yeah, one kind of faded out for me. Yeah. I use it a little bit, but yeah, I don't use it too much.
I'm with you.
Too much can go wrong on Snapchat, so I just
Talk, text, or DM?
I'm a texter.
You're a texter.
Just hit me.
Yep.
Hit me on the phone. Yep. It's quickest way.
I'm with you. If a movie was made about you, what genre would it be?
It'll be drama.
Okay.
Now that I'm thinking, it was like drama and maybe sci-fi.
Drama and sci-fi.
Science. Because I love science fiction too. And my life is a lot of dramatic stuff that's happening. But you know, I had to put like a sci-fi twist to it.
Gotcha.
So
who would you get to play you as an actor if you had a word in it?
So the kid from Concrete Cowboy, I think he's in Stranger Things as well.
Yeah.
I would get him to be like a younger me.
He's good, man.
I like him as an actor, man. He's very, very good.
That kid is good.
Fun fact. And older me, I would say I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Somebody.
That movie was shot.
It would have been Chadwick. Rest in peace to
him. Oh, yes, man. You know? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So. That movie was shot right around the corner from my mother-in-law's crib, man.
Right. Man.
Yeah.
That was a dope movie. And is it still there? Do you know if that stuff is still in the area?
Yeah, like a lot of stuff is still in the area. Every now and then you'll see him riding horses and whatnot. A lot of stuff's still in the area. Remember that store that was there that night when the cop was sitting across the street waiting to check?
Yeah.
That store's still there? I mean, bro, that's what was bugging me out. You know, so it's always crazy to see a scene that you're used to
seeing. And they shot it there. Like, they shot it in the real place.
Yes,
man. That's crazy. That was a good movie. Yeah, he's a great actor. I like it.
Yeah, good movie. You have kids, right?
Yes, I got three.
What ages?
17, 11, and 5.
Okay, so I know you know the answer to this question because I'm sure they tell you. What's your most useless talent?
My most useless talent is hooking their noodles up when they say, "Dad, I want some noodles. Can you cook me some?" So I gotta spice them up, man. Put shrimp in them, something in them.
I'm gonna argue that's a good talent, bro. Because I'm good special. With that. Okay, like I put the egg in it. You know what I mean? You put some egg in there, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Just whatever random stuff they like. Put this in. All right, you know, I hook it up for them. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's yeah.
The last
that's a talent you develop when you broke.
That's exactly right. But then it carries with you because listen, the flavors are good, man. And it's quick.
It's humility.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's quick to make, bro. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Into the Spider-Verse. Okay. Spider-Man head, definitely.
And yeah, what's your favorite sound?
Favorite sound is the lawnmower cranking up in the mornings. Yeah, man. I just mean you about to work, you about to sweat, you about to just release some stress and just think, just have time to yourself, man, and push that lawnmower. It's just that sound is just connected to just so many good, you know, memories and emotions. So
The last time you cried, what pushed you to that point?
The last time I cried was when my father passed away. So it's been about 3 months ago. So, and I'm still crying at times, you know. Yeah. But that's like the last thing that really pushed me.
Yeah, again, man. So. Blessings out to your family, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
What's your greatest achievement?
My greatest achievement would be my children.
Yeah.
Leaving that legacy behind.
Good answer.
Is awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make sure they see this. You know, this is good.
Yeah,
they got to see this. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. What's your greatest failure?
Greatest failure is to be determined. So
that's excellent. Still
living life. So I know more failures are coming, and it's just the key is just learn from them. So,
I love that.
We'll see. Hit me later. I'll let you know.
That's right. I love that answer. What chore do you hate doing?
Washing dishes. I do them for my wife because she cooks, and our deal is when she cooks, I wash. So, but I'm not a fan of washing dishes, man. Yeah. Hands in the water, I don't like that.
Not your thing. I got you.
The texture of the stuff, the food in the water.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was a kid, I didn't. Now I can get with it. Like, there's something about some different manual labor things I can get with, you know, just it's peaceful. Yeah. Who's your favorite CHH artist?
My favorite CHH artist is Brinson.
Nice.
Wide range, very versatile.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, he'll love hearing that. if you were a superhero, I think I know the answer. What would be your superpower?
Now, I love Spider-Man. That's my guy, Miles Morales, but I would have to go at super speed. Cause I have so much stuff to do during the day, man. I just need, I gotta have that speed to get it done.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Then I'm like, when the wife is like, "Oh, I forgot such and such at the store." Well, I'm damn back. I'm like, boom, here you go. Like
speed.
Cause nobody don't want to get in the car after you just came from the store again. Right. It's just like, bro.
His speed was crazy too. That kind of speed where you can go through walls cause you're moving that fast to, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, you can go back in time and all that stuff, man. Yeah, I'd take the speed.
People underestimated him and Flash.
Yeah, it is. It's very underestimated.
Yeah. So with fashion always changing so much and things being on trend and off trend, right? What fashion trend do you look at and go, I just can't get with that one. I can't get it.
Just the way the younger kids, the preteens are getting access to clothes that look like adult clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah, I got to keep an eye on that because I have a 11-year-old and I'm just like, you're not wearing any of that. So that trend is one that I got to put the X up on. So,
And you said 17, 11, what was the age of the other one?
And five.
Five, yeah.
So my two oldest are girls and saying my youngest is a boy. So so I got to keep them girls, keep them covered.
Covered. So, yes, sir. You know, as an artist, you're an influencer, so things are going to come to you in terms of product placement. People want you to, you know, promote their products. What product would you refuse to promote?
Anything that's going to compromise my faith.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do it. And anybody who's like had like questionable situations, like with the black phase, what was it? I think it was one of the high-end retailers has something that was, you know, black people was in an uproar about, and they put stuff on shirt. Like, them kind of, like, I'm not for the, if you came against us, man, and you threw shade in our way, I'm not promoting it. So anything against my people and against my faith. I'm not promoting
it. I dig it. Dig it. Yeah. And last question, what's your least favorite beverage?
Soda. I really don't like soda because it's soda. Right. It's just bad for you, but it don't make me feel good at all. Only time I really drink it is if I have a massive like headache.
Mm.
And that's the only thing that the caffeine will like, you know, clear my head, you know, make my headache go away. That's the only time I'll drink it. But soda's other than that, I can't.
It's a powerful grease cutter, man. You ever see grease on? Grease on the counter or something?
Put
you
drop battery,
a couple drops of soda in it, like clears all the stuff off of it.
Yeah, erosion on your battery, like your car battery. Pour that soda. Like you put that in your body, I'm like.
Yeah.
No diss to anybody who's doing it, but I can't.
Not
do
at
it.
All. Not at all.
That's when you get up there in age. You gotta realize.
I'm known to have one every now and then. I ain't gonna, you know.
Every now and then.
Usually a diet Pepsi every now and then. I ain't gonna lie. So,
Yeah.
All right, cool. You made it through the lightning round. So now, being away from CHH for 10 years, man, after doing a couple albums that you had already done, tell me about that, man. Was that like an intentional sabbatical, or was it, you know, life happens and, you know, the random events of life, so to speak? How would you speak to that?
It was probably a mixture of everything, to be honest. It was a mixture of me following God's lead. I was directed to go. I was asked to go help plant a church in Little Rock, Arkansas. God led me and my family to do that. So that was a part of my hiatus. And once that was over, and after a couple years, I came back home. Things happened with me and my spouse where our marriage kind of fell apart. We ultimately split.
Oh, sorry.
And I appreciate that. And of course, kids was involved. That's what made it the hardest. But and wanting to be able to still provide for them and, you know, financially and be there, I took a job in the Army. I wanted to be a medic just so I can make sure I had things in place financially to support them. And that was a part of my 10-year journey as well. And and just life after that, coming home, just trying to get myself back, I guess, in the right standing as far as spiritually, I guess.
Yes.
A lot of stuff just weigh on you, especially being in the military. You're away from your normal leadership and your covering as far as, you know, spiritually. And it's just, you just feel dirty when you come back. It's just like you dredge through different relationships, people, struggles, and it's just like, I just need to get back centered. I need to get back to, you know, ground zero. And I spent a lot of time in that 10 years just kind of getting myself, you know, back in line so that if the opportunity presented to minister again, that I wouldn't have any character issues or integrity things going on.
That's good. So you took the time, you know, realizing all the different things that had happened, really took the time to make sure you were ready before you.
Yeah, because it took a toll, man. Like a lot of stuff weighs on you, you know. Sure. And, you know, and I tell people, it's this thing I say, like, you keep the pieces. Like, everything that goes on in your life, like, no matter how bad it is, just hold on to the pieces because you'll need them. Somebody will need them, you know.
Yeah.
From you in the future, they'll need that ministry, that, you know, that experience you've gone through. So I thank God for a lot of stuff I went through. So it's serving to be not just through music, but even yesterday I had a guy who looked at me as his mentor come over yesterday, and I just, you know, talked to him about life and I'm better equipped to do that now. So I think that's what God was putting in place. You know?
That's powerful, man. And I mean, what would you say to those? Because again, that's a lot. You know, 10 years sometimes feels like a long time, but it's not. When it happens, when really you're living not. Through it, it's not, it's man. Really it's not. It's mm-hmm. like that, and so just like you said, go to plant a church. Marriage has a breaking, falling apart. You got children involved. You have a 5-year-old now, 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. So those two. So you have three children involved. So two involved, and one happening in the midst of that, right?
In the midst of that,
and
right?
And now you're doing this church thing and military thing. How do you? You know, as you're trying to pull us all together and then, you know, re-enter something and come into a new phase of life, man, what will be one of the lessons or two that you might share with someone who is grappling with the same thing? Because I think one of the things coming out of the pandemic is a lot of people just wrestling with a lot of different things. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And trying to pull yourself together mentally and otherwise, what were some of the lessons that you learned, man, that you might share with people?
That you can't do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't do it alone. Even being away, dealing with all the struggles, I developed mental behavioral health issues when I was away in the military. And it was due from separation anxiety from, you know, my children. So I was clinically diagnosed with depression, a mood disorder, anxiety, things like that. Yeah. And because I internalized a lot of things because I went in the Army as a lot older than most guys go. Mm. And so, you know, I can't talk about, you know, my problems that people go through my age with an 18-year-old because he's not going to understand. So, you know, I just had to internalize a lot of things because I was away from my normal, you know, support system. And so what I would say is that when you try to hold on to stuff and try to beat it yourself, it's a lose-lose situation. Yeah, you can't, you're not equipped mentally. I mean, even with God, there are some things that you still have to talk to a professional about. And like mental health is an issue. And just in the Black community, and we get scared to talk about it because it's a stigma. We think, oh, you're crazy if you have it. No, it's just, it's chemical. It's an imbalance. It's a physical thing that happens to you. You know, it's a way through it, even as believers as well. So I would say to any, even in a pandemic, a lot of people develop depression from just sitting and not knowing. And people have lost loved ones and, you know, gone through so many struggles. And your faith first, that's going to keep you. And being able to have a support system, people you can lean on, you know. So, yeah, definitely.
That's
so
good, man.
Faith and family and support, yeah.
And that counsel, man, that's such sound counsel in terms of being willing to reach out to someone. How difficult was it to make that first phone call or make that first appointment, man?
It was pretty difficult. Well, you know, I'll say the first time I did it away in the military, it scared me when I had my first, like, panic attack, anxiety attack. Mm-hmm. Like, I needed help. Like, so I was actively seeking it because when you're away and you're not around your normal influences, I guess you feel a little more free. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I don't have no reservations. I'm just going to go see who I need to see and get things correct. And as far as the support system, my support system was my dad. That was like my biggest, like when I've had my breaks here and I call him and I'm like, Pop, like, pray. And he's like, I got you.
Yeah.
And so, so if you need people, you need somebody who knows how to deal. Somebody who knows how to reach into their bag. When I say bag, I mean spiritually.
That's right.
Reach into their bag. Prayer spiritually bag. And right. Pull you up out of that thing. So, having a mentor helps. Having a mentee, mentor, somebody to look to who's been through things.
Yes.
So, that's a priority.
That's real.
You don't have that, I say get that.
That's real. So now, you know, coming back, man, what does this project mean to you, particularly in a year like, particularly in a year like this, man, the 15-year anniversary just happens to coincide with it, man. But, you know, as you were thinking about reentering, man, what were some of your thoughts going into the project?
Some of the thoughts were I wanted to be relevant because I know the music has changed. Music, like I said, Brenton says this, and it's very true. The music fans turn over, Christian hip hop fans turn over about 3-4 years, and the sound actually changes too. So I know I was fighting that battle, being relevant to the newer generation of Christian hip hop listeners, and also not alienating the people who, you know, was rocking with me before.
Right.
So I don't want to come out sounding like, you know, I'm 17,
right.
You know, when I wasn't sounding like that. And, you know, when I released in, you know, 2011. So I just wanted to make sure that, that the current fans, you know, that I had were still involved and that I wasn't able to give something to the newer heads. But, ultimately just, I wanted to be sound theologically.
Yeah.
I want to be, you know, nice with the bars. I just wanted to make sure every area was kind of sealed up and not really any holes per se. So if that meant cutting the song short, I had to cut it short. And some features that I had that I wanted to keep that I just felt they were great features, but I just wanted to serve the record better, you know. And just, you know, making good decisions and just trying to stay relevant and still trying to appreciate and show love to the people who still rock.
Yeah.
Been rocking.
That's a lot to balance, man.
yeah, it is. But I just strove for peace. Like,
yeah,
wherever I found the most peace is where I went. So, you know, if it said, hey, I just want to shut this off at this one verse, I feel peace about it. God ain't speaking nothing else.
Then right.
That's it. So, yeah, I just follow peace on.
That's good, man. That's good. How did it feel reentering the space? Like, as you know, kind of got back, it's almost like getting the seat back up to a table you haven't been at in a while, mm-hmm. maybe into the room. Like, man, is this. Hey, I don't change the paint. The table's not the same. Right, right. The same table. The chair fits different. I mean, how does it feel, man?
Right. It's actually, it doesn't feel too weird because I was kind of a hermit in Christian hip hop anyway. Uh-huh. I stayed with my crew for the most part. I had, you know, a lot of, it was some guys I really liked outside of Chris, God Chasers, and not to sound like conceited or I don't want to rock with anybody.
Right.
It's just so many, like hip hop, Christian hip hop, it's just so oversaturated. And with me being an anxious person, I can't go through a list of a bunch of artists and be like, let me see who's like, who I like now is who I've liked for a long time. Then you may get new people that pop up, you know, like I like Indie Tribe, mm-hmm. I like Zay Hill, it was a young lady, I think One Day is her name.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. So it's a lot of people that I feel are doing like great things.
Yes.
And a lot of female CHH artists are showing up. Like that's dope. Cause it was only like a handful, you know, like 10 years ago. Right. You may have had like, you know, Heesun Lee and a couple others, and it's just like, you know, Butter Pea, but now it's just like they're popping up and they're skilled. So like that's exciting. So I think that's probably the biggest thing I'm looking forward to see more of that.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. How do you so now the project is about to release, man? How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I feel great, man. Yeah. It's so much fun just being back in the mix. I feel like I'm pulling my weight. Like, I was still around in the 10 years. I was doing, you know, features and group albums and singles here and there, but to be a part of the workload, to be a part of the label putting a project and seeing it on the website, man, it's so exciting. I feel like I went back in time like 10 years ago, man. So I'm excited just to see people's reaction, see what they think about it, hear the stories about, you know, how it's blessed them or affected them. So I'm just looking forward to that part of it. So
I've listened to it a few times, man, and it sounds like, mm-hmm. you know, what's interesting is it's the length of it is not too long or too short. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And the balance of features felt really nice, man. So, mm-hmm. Congrats on the album, man.
Thank you.
A View From Here.
Yeah, a view from here.
View From Here. And so one of the things that also struck me was the approach felt like, what's what I'm looking for, man? The balance of wordplay and to your point of being theologically sound, mm-hmm. the messages, man, felt very straightforward so people could digest them.
Right, yeah, because I'm not really a soup, and I don't want to say deep, because people say, oh, you super deep, it gets a stigma as being bad. Like, I love being around people who are super versed in the word. And to a degree, I am, but I know everybody's not.
Yeah.
So I decided to, my focus more so is on the love, the two greatest commandments, love God, love thy neighbor. I feel like if I've concentrated on that and just pushed love, it's an easy message to digest.
Right.
It encompasses just about everything like we need. And that's not my job. I just want to be the person that just drops the seed.
Yes.
And then just, you know, I'll let somebody else water, or I'll be the waterer. Like, you know, and ultimately God gives the increase. So I just do my part.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like, you know, God is a big guy. He don't need me. He just needs me to just do my piece. So I didn't want to overdo it on any area. Just what he gave me is what I wanted to do.
Yeah, that's good, bro. So you know, again, it coincides. Your drop coincides with this 15-year God Chases Entertainment anniversary. So What are you guys cooking up, man? I know you probably can't, you know, share it all, but is there anything you can share about what y'all, cooking up, man, to do in terms of a celebration of sorts?
Well, it's going to be some good stuff. I'll tell you now what I can share is, like all this week we've been dropping different singles and stuff. Nazarite just dropped a single probably about 5 minutes ago. So it's on God Chasers Bandcamp. Big R, who used to be on the label, he's an affiliate still with God Chasers. He put together an album called Ahead of My Time.
Nice.
And it's just some kind of like a mixed compilation of stuff he did with God Chasers. So, but it's a big project coming. I'll just say it. Ready, and Brinson has a album coming out. Okay. Medallions.
Okay.
So Brinson and Ready will be doing a duo album that's gonna be dropping, and we got something that's dropping tonight on YouTube.
Nice.
At eight thirty.
Yeah.
So God Chasers Cinema YouTube is gonna be something special.
Nice.
Like, this is the day of the anniversary, so yeah.
That's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Well, let me close with this question for you, man. What, as you now drop this, man, and given the season you've gone through, man, you know, for the last 10 years, you bring so much wisdom to this album. Two or three questions to close with. What do you hope to see come forth from this album? You know what I mean? Like, you know, you've done several before, and each time I think artists go through, you know, as they grow, they think differently when they drop a release in terms of, you know, mm-hmm. how they hope it lands, so to speak. What do you hope to see? What are you prayerful about?
I just hope that that people hear that you can, man, that Jesus is still part of CHH. Like, it's so weird that you don't hear it no more. Like, and it's kind of scary. I'm just like, well, are you just running from secular rap because you don't got the chops to cut it? And you just think, you know, you copping out. So I like to hear Jesus in my Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what I wanted to accomplish. That's what the listener will get. They'll get, look, he still was able to show us how skillful he was. He was still able to flex lyrically, but he also gave me something to be encouraged by.
Yeah.
I talk about the love of God. I talk about chasing God. I talk about pursuing righteousness. The view from here is just seeing things from God's perspective.
Yeah.
His view, you know, is lofty, but he's given us the ability. He's in us. You know, he's given what we need to be able to do those things. He said, we can't keep copping out. I'm a man. I'm just a human. Got to see it from my perspective. No, we can see it from God's perspective.
Yeah.
Let's stop doing that. And let's believe in the power he gave us and start seeing it from his perspective. You know, we can win. We can win in every situation.
No doubt. So, no doubt. And you said it really nicely, man, seeing it from his perspective and operating from that.
Right.
So, you know, as you get through this project, and I know Brinson's always cooking up something, man. Big shout out to Brinson. What have you started to think about, you know, after this one, is this a grand finale for C-Straight? Do you foresee continuing to grow and you know, continue to expand that discography, so to speak? What do you think?
Yeah, I've been off long enough, so it's time to work, man. Time to work. So as long as God gives me inspiration and things to write, I'll look. I got the studio. I'm setting it up right now as we speak. I got these pieces together, so I plan on continuing. Like, as long as God gives me something that he says keep going, then I'm gonna keep going. Like I said, I wasted enough time, so it's time to work.
Praise God, man. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Well, it's good to have you back, brother. Congrats on the new album. And I'll give you the final word, man. If people who are watching are both legacy C-Straight supporters as well as new supporters, and they say, yo, give me one thing you would like me to do for you, C-Straight, what would you tell them?
I would say one thing that they want me to do for them.
No, that you would ask of them to do for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just those who believe in the power of prayer, you know, just keep lifting me and my family up. It is a rough time. I do have a twin brother and a mother. And we're, you know, still grieving, still mourning about my father.
Yeah.
But God is, man, he's bringing so much healing and just prayer for that, for continued healing and strength, and just to go Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at CStraight1.
Amen. Amen. Hey, brother, so good to have you. You guys have heard here from God Chasers Own on their 15-year anniversary. C-Straight is back with a new album. Make sure you pick that thing up. All right, y'all. Yes, until next time. God bless.
Peace.